night.
Here we go.
Welcome back to the Merge Feast. This is a special episode, just kind of a little bonus episode before the season finale. My name is Blake, and joined with me is Logan. What's going on, Logan?
Hey, how are we?
Doing well. Unfortunately, Brandon had to sit out this week. He is out of town for a couple days, but he will be back for the finale. So I wanted to record this just as kind of a recap, and I just wanted to talk about this season before we get to the finale, and just kind of, you know, what were some of our favorite moments? Who did we like? Who did we not like? How did this season, you know, how is it different from past seasons? That kind of thing. So, if you want to kick it off, Logan, how did this season compare to like the past couple seasons for you so far?
Yeah, overall, I feel like this season was kind of at the top of my list for me. I think last season I really struggled with some of the gameplay of it not being as strategic and everybody just doing the easy thing, and it was just kind of almost like the easy route out. And this season, we've seen some different gameplay. We obviously have the longer episodes again and some of that, but we got a lot of emotions to good alliances, to strong alliances, to blind sides out. I mean, we had, 4 weeks in a row of people not playing an idol because of blind sides to a point. And so I think overall this season is definitely one of my kind of favorites compared to some of the previous seasons. We've definitely had some good seasons in the past, obviously, but definitely had some good highlights here. You think the same thing, or?
I do. Yeah, I really do. Before this season started, I know Jeff said that this was a very interesting group of cast members, and it definitely, that's definitely accurate. Like a lot of big personalities, just a lot of interesting, unique people, and there always are, but for some reason this season just stands out. And I remember last season I had a couple complaints just with some of the advantages and disadvantages and people losing their vote, and I mean, we talked about that a handful of times where, you know, you'd go into tribal and only half the amount of people could vote because people had lost their votes, or, you know, certain people set out or whatever it may be. But just a couple complaints like that. And I don't know that I have any this season. I feel like there were more reward challenges. I don't know. The only thing that I could kind of complain about, and not even a complaint, I just really like the auction, and I wish that came back again. But other than that, I really liked it, and I really like a lot of the people as well.
Yeah, I feel like this season, and in the 90-minute episodes starting last season, we really kind of got more of the kind of get to know the person and the personalities, and you were able to dive into that a little bit more. And I feel like they've highlighted even better this season. I mean, kind of looking back at some of the people and some of the people that we've come to know at the very beginning, it was the one that really sticks out was Banu. Like, he obviously had a big portion of the game of testimonials, being alone, and I mean different things like that in this season towards the beginning, and then just strong personalities throughout, from Soda to Tevin to Tiffany, Venus, I mean Q, even to like Ben, where I know we've said don't feel like he's had the strongest game, but his personality and that side of things and Kinsey helping him out. And like, this is one of my favorite casts that we've had in a while.
For sure. And I think the 90 minute episodes we've talked about so many times, but it definitely helps you remember every player in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the first person voted out this season is probably the most infamous person we've had in a while in Jelinski. I mean, yep. he's shown up in several different episodes just by the several comment.
Yeah.
And hey, shout out again next season 40 several. So,
yep. Yeah. He typically that first person voted off. You don't really get to know, or you kind of forget, like, oh yeah, who is that person? But he absolutely, I mean, even just looking back at all of these people, like from him to second person voted out Jess, where she had a immunity idol that she played and come to find out that was a fake one. She was the only one this season that so far that has played an immunity idol, and it obviously kind of a downside for her that it was a fake one. But I mean, even thinking back to those first few people there, I mean, they made an impact on the season. And typically, I mean, not always, you don't always get that.
Sure. No, 100%. And it's impressive when a lot of those people we didn't get to see a ton of because there was so much focus on Yanu. I mean, we just talked about Jelinski, Jess, and even Banu. They were all on Yanu, so we got to see a lot of them. But they lost every single week for a while. I mean, all the way to the merge, right? So
yeah,
it's like, man, that, I don't know. It's crazy that we still got to know the other players that well when so much of the first six episodes were focused on Yanu with just them losing.
Yeah, and I know we've said this before, and I think that directly correlates to the 90 minute episodes, and I really, really hope they keep this from here on out, because I think going back to 60 minutes would be really rough. But from what I've seen and understand, that I don't think it's going away.
For sure. Yeah, that's what I've seen as well. The 90 minute episodes are here to stay.
What are some of your thoughts on, like, obviously we said there was more challenges or like reward challenges and different things like that, but last season we talked about the frustration in advantages or disadvantages. I feel like, did we have one instance this season where somebody lost their vote because they didn't complete a challenge, or did we even have that this season?
We definitely did, but it didn't seem like it made as big of an impact. And it may have only been one person as opposed to multiple at the same tribal.
Yeah, multiple same tribal, but then also multiple in different weeks. I felt like last season it was like every week somebody at tribal couldn't vote or there was something there, which I'm super happy that they scaled it back.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I do think, I guess that would be, again, not a complaint, but something that I would like to see a little different. The little challenges on the journeys. I'm okay with having maybe more journeys, or even keep it low like they did this season, but have those challenges there, or those puzzles, be a little bit more obtainable. So I feel like a lot of times the past two seasons, they were like really, really hard to do. And so we just didn't see a lot of people get those. And the fact that we've had one person play an idol and that was Jess, and it ended up being a fake idol and she went home. Like, that is crazy to me with as many potential advantages that there are sitting out there, and all the people that have had idols. I would like to see some of that be used a little bit more, but I think that speaks to how well people are playing the game right now. For there to be 4 weeks in a row with somebody being voted out with an idol in their pocket, and everybody knows that for the most part, is crazy that they wouldn't play their idol. I don't know. It's impressive.
No, and I would agree with you. The whole journeys or anything like that, I enjoyed those because you got to, one, meet people from other tribes and try and build some relationships there. Obviously, we had Q and the Six and them kind of have that. So you see that. And then I feel like the journey should be a positive thing. And at some point, it almost felt like it was more of a, you got picked on a journey, sucks to be you, because you're not, they didn't know it, but us as viewers, those challenges, like you said, were very, very difficult to complete or to win. So scaling those back a little bit or making them more obtainable, I think, is a great idea. I don't mind some of the unknown in the game of not having a vote or different advantages of an extra vote or something like that. But whenever it's, oh, you get picked to go on a journey, it shouldn't be almost a guaranteed you lose your vote, because I just don't feel like that's fair.
Sure, especially when you are already at a disadvantage because you went on that journey, and then coming back and having to either lie about it or tell the truth about it, and it creates division between you and other people unless you use it just perfectly. I mean, when you're separated from your tribe, that is not usually a good thing. So to be able to have a better opportunity to come away with some sort of an advantage, I like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, even to the sense of, like you said, as soon as you're away from your tribe and they know you have the chance to win an advantage or something, I feel like most of the time people are thinking, they got it, they're going to come back and be lying about it. And so that puts an even bigger target on your back. And so it's, I don't know, there definitely, if there's going to be a change there, I think it could be a positive change. But this season was a positive change in the sense of not as many kind of downsides to it or negative repercussions.
For sure. For sure.
Do we want to talk kind of maybe hopes or wants for the season finale?
Let's do it. So recap, we've got 5 people left. We've got Ben, Charlie, Kinsey, Liz, and Maria. And I don't think we have... I think we've done a really good job of making our feelings known on how we feel about Charlie and Maria. I mean, it's honestly, it's either one of their games to lose at this point. And both of their best shots of winning is not sitting next to the other one. Unless I'm just crazy. Because I could see, depending on how the next, couple challenges go, I could see that swaying one way or the other with how it is right now. So I think it's theirs to lose, and their best shot is not sitting next to the other one. So
I will be curious to see how that progresses and if they decide to keep their alliance that was at day one, or not necessarily day one, but at the very, very beginning stages, together and just say, hey, let's write it out. But I feel like we've seen Charlie saying, if I'm going to win, I need to get her out, because he thinks that she's going to beat him. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see, even after Maria voted for him. So
for sure. For sure. It'll be, I don't know. I'll be curious to see if they mend that a little bit or if they still try to go after each other. I don't know what I'm going to do, though, if they both get out and it's Ben, Kenzie, and Liz. I mean, at that point, I think Kenzie wins it.
I would agree. And right. Not to seem kind of like a Debbie Downer or say that that would ruin this season, because this season has been great. But in that sense, I feel like that would almost put a little bit of an asterisk on this season of like the best players didn't win. And I know that's happened before, and I hate when that happens, but I guess it's the game of Survivor. Outwit, outlast, outplay. So if they don't make it to the end, then they weren't technically the best in that sense. But so far this season, I feel like if somebody's going to win, it should be either Charlie or Maria.
For sure. No, I 100% agree. And that is kind of a weird spot to start thinking about, is like, technically, by the rules of the game, if you make it to the end, you are the best players. But I don't know. That's for a Ben to make it all the way to the end without really playing the game to the level that Charlie and Maria have. It's just, I don't know. I don't think any of them deserve it any more than Charlie and Maria do.
Yeah. But I mean, you definitely see that time and time and again, that there's always somebody taken to the end that hasn't played a great game or is disliked. And I don't think we have that in this sense, but hasn't played a great game or know, like the final three knows they're not going to win it. So kind of that escape goat. And so I feel like we get that, and I'd be okay with that, but just don't make sure it's not without Maria or Charlie.
For sure. And honestly, I don't think it's going to be. Mm-mm. with how both of them have been in challenges, reward and immunity. I mean, it's been the two of them week after week. Maria's won three now, and I think Charlie's won two or three.
Maria's won four.
No.
Pretty sure she's won four, and then if she wins a fifth one, then that ties the record.
I think she's at three and the record is four.
Okay.
I think. You proved me wrong on the last thing. So we could be, let's see here. Challenge wins. I was just trying to look it up. Seven, but that's not.
Not a huge deal, but.
Four. Okay, so since the merge, she won reward and immunity. So she has won it three times.
Gotcha.
It was episode 7, episode 11, and episode 12. Gotcha. So she's won the last two immunities in a row, and she won the first immunity after the official merge, not once the tribes were disbanded.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I mean,
realize that she's the oldest competitor. She's the oldest contestant to compete on this episode or this season.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I mean, it makes sense now that I think about it. I just didn't. She doesn't seem that much older than everybody else.
No, she doesn't. I don't feel like we had that one person that was kind of that outlier. And looking at the last five people still in the game, I would agree with you. I don't think anybody else has a chance to win immunity outside of Charlie or Maria, because the other few have been just kind of awful at challenges. Yeah. So I guess we'll see, though.
Okay, so Charlie, he's won three immunities and one reward.
Yeah.
So, okay. And he was the youngest member of SIGA. I didn't realize that either.
Okay. And it's crazy to think, obviously, like we had talked about earlier, Yanu kind of went to Tribal Council the most at the very beginning. Siga really didn't have to start playing the game until after, I guess they did right before the merge, because Jim and Mariah didn't make the merge. So there are three of the Siga tribe left. So just having three of the six in that tribe left in the final five is pretty impressive.
For sure. Yeah, it is.
Well, do we want to maybe like pick a, like your prediction for the final three, or kind of talk about who you want the final three? I know we've kind of said that a little bit. I don't know. Or predict a winner, or how we want to do that, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stick with Charlie. I still think he's going to win. I still hope he wins. To have the best three people in there, I don't know. Some people really like to root for the underdog. I don't tend to be one of those people. I tend to want to see the best person win, whether that's, you know, in basketball, I want to see LeBron win more championships. If it's not the Chiefs, I wanted to see Brady win as many championships as possible, because I want to witness like the greatest to ever do it. Mm-hmm. I want to see Tiger come back and win another Masters. Like I like to see and be a part of like the greatest of all time. So I would really like to see Charlie, Kenzie, and Maria in the final, because I think those three are the best, or I guess sitting at the final tribal. But I have a hard time believing that Charlie and Maria are going to sit next to each other. I just don't think that's going to happen unless. Yeah, I just don't think that's going to happen unless one of them has to build fire and ends up beating whoever else out for it. I think yeah. That's the only way that they'll sit next to each other.
No, I agree with that. And I think what you said there, sticking with Charlie and hoping he wins, because throughout this season, I feel like he's played the best, one of the best, obviously, strategic and social games. The amount and the way he's able to pick up on cues from Venus and her kind of alluding that she had something up her sleeve and not trusting that, to people that really trust him and like him socially. And I think he's just played a phenomenal game, and I really like the guy. So definitely hope he wins. And I think having Charlie, Kenzie, Maria would be great. I don't think it's going to end up that way, but definitely excited to see kind of how that unveils.
I think that's the only way that we don't see a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
If they sit next to each other, or if neither one of them are in the final tribal. But if it's just one of them, I think they're going to get every single vote.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think Charlie's good enough of a talker that at the end, he's going to be able to speak to what he did throughout the season and talk about that. But then also in his benefit, I don't feel like he's really made a ton of people mad. And so he has that likability side of it, to where I feel like Maria might have to talk a little bit more and kind of explain some things and some of those, which I think she would be able to do as well. She has shown that she's been able to talk through situations and do that, but I feel like she's made her rub some people wrong in certain parts of the game. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember too, that he is a law student. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, and that hasn't been talked about a whole lot for him, but I mean, if you're going to school to be an attorney, like that, you're able to talk and argue. And so I think that will definitely help him in the finale. So I don't know, that relationship that he's built with Kinsey and Liz and Ben too, but it's been really cool to see. I mean, not just his strategy, but his social game as well. So yeah. I don't know. That's my pick. So
I like it. I'm right there with you, and can't believe we're already here, and kind of, I'm obviously excited, but also kind of sad because I'm going to miss Survivor every week, but it has definitely been a great, great season.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's lay out this final episode. There's five people left. We will do like a normal immunity challenge. I'm assuming a normal tribal, get down to the final four. At final four, whoever wins picks one person to go with them, and the other two have to build fire, correct?
Yep. I mean, unless they change it up somehow or some way, I think that's should be how it goes.
Cool. So. Okay. All right. Well,
I hope this week or this season we get the challenge for the final, like the last final challenge where they have to keep track of the balls as they go down the, and it switches left to right, and have one hand tied behind their back and place them back up and catch it and place it back up. That was one that we didn't get last season, and that was one that I missed. So that is a hope and a wish for this final season.
Yeah.
Or for this final episode.
I forgot about that. I agree.
But
nice. Okay. Well, other thing that I have really is some Survivor rumors. Apparently there is also a Survivor Australia that is becoming increasingly popular. And it sounds like the rumor is season 48 or 49 may potentially be a Survivor versus US. So that could be kind of cool. I don't know how exactly they'll do that, but could be pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely one that I will have to check out and kind of follow along with, especially if they bring people from the past of Survivor, whether it's old age, new age, I don't know, but definitely a kind of a cool developing story there.
Well, and didn't Jeff say season 50 would be returning people?
Correct. Yeah. Season 50 for us will be returning people, but from my understanding, it's all new era people.
Cool. Makes sense. We'll have to do, we've got a long time before season 50, but before that happens and before we find out that cast, it'd be fun to go through and like make our ideal cast from all the new era seasons. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Lay it all out, pick some of the best people, quote unquote villains. Jeff says we don't have those anymore, but they'd definitely be a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Logan, do you have anything else?
I think that's it for me. I'm ready for this season finale.
Perfect. Same. Thank you guys for tuning in. Join us here in a couple days for the finale. We should have the episode out Friday, if not potentially on Thursday. But more than likely, that will be out Friday morning. So make sure you tune in. I'm pumped. I'm ready for Brandon to get back and talk to him about it as well. And yeah, I'm super excited. So follow us, and we will catch you guys in a couple of days. Say goodbye, Logan.
Bye, Logan.